Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A top AEW star is working injured. We have an update on Tony Storm's sudden WWE departure, and the card is set for WWE Day 1. For Friday, December the 31st, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
First you're leaving to get beat, and now you're not answering. Is that funny to you? You know I love my wife, but I can't go home like this. Does that amuse you? Have I displeased you? Have I not bowed enough, kneeled enough? Have I not given your name enough praise? You gave me a body of a granite and a neck of sand. Is that some kind of a joke? Where are you? Where are you to tell me why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken your champion? I am done pleading with you. Now I am telling you. My God, make no mistake. You will make me your champion, or you will make me your enemy. So if you stay silent over my head, I will snap necks under my foot. Until the next one I redeem is me, and the next one to forgive is you. Everyone else will know pain until I become your favorite champion. So I see her once again.
If you're thinking to yourself, we haven't seen Miro wrestling in a little while, well, you'd be right. That'd be an astute observation, because he hasn't been. Fightful Select have reported that Miro has been out of the ring because he has a hamstring injury, and he hasn't been wrestling since then because of this injury. Now, he's wrestled twice since September the 29th, neither of which were planned matches for him. He was stepping in to replace Jon Moxley in the AEW World Title Eliminator Tournament. There wasn't plans for Miro to wrestle until he was completely healed, but the situation presented itself and Miro was rushed to AEW Dynamite to be a part of that tournament and replace Jon Moxley. He then had that belter of a match with Bryan Danielson, where you all have noticed that his leg was very heavily bandaged, but Bryan wasn't working it. Well, that's because that's a legitimate injury that Miro has been working through. No set return dates for in-ring activity for our boy Miro, but hopefully sooner rather than later in 2022.
This is the place that I knew I could come to and focus and escape and be alone, be the last place anyone would find me. So what am I doing now? I am preparing. This is the longest time I've been off in 10 years. I've been doing this since I was 13. 2 years ago, I was on top of the world. I won the Mae Young Classic. I beat Io Shirai at Evolution. I then went on to become NXT UK Women's Champion. All those accomplishments, and then look at now. When was the last time you even heard of me? I promise you, that's on purpose. This is calculated. Start again. I needed new goals, new opponents. I needed a change of scenery. And this Tony Storm is like nothing you've ever seen before.
An update now on the departure of Toni Storm from WWE. So yesterday we reported that Toni Storm is done with the company, and it was a decision that was made not by WWE due to budget cuts, but due to Toni Storm simply not wanting to be part of the company anymore. A source close to Cassidy Haynes of Bodyslam.net says, quote, "She straight up flew herself home after working the triple threat last night and quit. It took everyone by surprise." So Toni Storm has been on this WWE holiday tour working matches, and it was after the match that she had on the holiday tour yesterday, the day before yesterday, that she ended up leaving the company altogether. When I can't imagine it was something that happened in that particular match that caused her to get upset, but obviously something in there that was the straw that broke the camel's back, for lack of a better term. Fightful previously reported that WWE was very blindsided by the news of Storm's release. One source saying it would have been difficult for WWE to justify not granting her release when she asked for it because there's been so many rounds of budget cuts in 2021. See the list that went up yesterday ranking every WWE release of 2021. The fact that it is an hour long suggests that there have been a lot of budget cuts in 2021. So when a talent asks to leave, there's really no metaphorical leg to stand on for WWE, and they let them go. Before her departure from WWE, Toni Storm was a guest on Out of Character with Ryan Satin, and there was something she said in that interview that is, in hindsight, seemed quite telling. She revealed some of her frustrations with the stop-start creative process that she has been through since jumping to the main roster. She says, quote, "It's the worst, because you just don't know. Obviously, wrestling is so unpredictable. Next week, you could be main eventing and winning a title, and everything could be happening, or nothing. You don't know. It's show business. When you're stuck in catering, it's not a good feeling. Sitting there and waiting for your next shot or your next big break, asking, where am I next? What is happening?" And that's, you know, the whole interview is quite an interesting one in hindsight now, with Toni Storm now no longer part of WWE. Now, we understand that the contract release, there is still that non-compete clause that Toni Storm will have to adhere to. But, of course, we'll keep you updated on that. And when we know more, you will know more at cultaholic.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The final match has been set for WWE Day 1. Cesaro and Ricochet going to team up to face Sheamus and Ridge Holland on the kickoff show tomorrow night. Now, the pre-show starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, which means the main card will be starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, which is 1 a.m. UK time. So this whole match is there's a series of little feuds that have gone around on SmackDown. Sheamus and Ridge Holland have formed a team because Ridge is such a big fan of Sheamus. Remember he said that there was that pub in Yorkshire where they all cheered when Sheamus won the Royal Rumble? Show me a pub that is showing the Royal Rumble in Yorkshire and I will be there in a heartbeat. And there's been some disagreement between Cesaro and Sheamus and Holland since the 12 Days of Christmas Gauntlet match on SmackDown last week. Now they're all getting it sorted in a tag team match on the kickoff show tomorrow night. So this is how the day one card shakes up. We're going to see that aforementioned tag team match on the kickoff show. The Raw tag team titles on the line. RK-Bro, Randy Orton and Riddle facing the Street Profits, Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford. Edge and The Miz go one-on-one on pay-per-view. Drew McIntyre is facing Madcap Moss. The SmackDown tag titles on the line as the Usos defend against the New Day. Becky Lynch puts the Raw Women's Championship on the line against Liv Morgan. The WWE title on the line in a fatal four-way. It's champion Big E defending against challengers Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, and Bobby Lashley. And that main event, the Universal title on the line as Roman Reigns faces Brock Lesnar. Adam Pacitti will be with you via YouTube for live reactions to WWE Day 1 on January the 1st. You'll be able to watch along with Adam at youtube.com/cultaholic/live. If you love Straight to Hell with Ross Tweddle, check out on the YouTube channel right now the 10 most outrageous things sent straight to hell. It's a video that features Ross and highlights from his conversations with the likes of Evil Uno, Aiden English, Tucker, Chelsea Green, and Dave Meltzer, among others. YouTube.com/cultaholic to check that out, along with the history of Ohio Valley Wrestling, the promotion that brought us the likes of Brock Lesnar, Batista, John Cena, Randy Orton, Shelton Benjamin, and many more. We go through the entire the biography of that incredible company on the YouTube channel right now. On the podcast feed next week, it is a brand new episode of Desert Island Grapes, and I am in the company of the man that you know as Scotty Too Hotty. Former WWE star, former NXT producer Scott Garland opens up on getting into the wrestling world, leaving WWE as he did a couple of weeks ago, and some of the people that have inspired him to get back into the wrestling world on the indie circuit. And of course, because it's Desert Island Grapes, Scott chooses three wrestling matches that he would watch while stranded on a desert island. That's on the podcast feed on Wednesday. And that is the end of the news for 2021. Thank you so much for continuing to support this podcast feed, downloading the news on a regular basis. I really, really appreciate it. Let's do it all again next year, shall we? The news podcast returns on Tuesday, January the 4th. We will have a brand new Desert Island Grapes, as I just said, on the Wednesday. And then the following week, the classic reviews will return to your ears as well. Have an amazing New Year's Eve, however you choose to keep it. And I will see you in 2022. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.